Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Jeb Bush throws his name in the ring. Shocker. Running for president on the GOP side of things, of course. And we have more rain coming to Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and some other choice spots in the Southwest, so batten the hatches. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So where do we start? We start with something that freaks me out about the summer, and I've talked about this before, sharks. This time, a wicked shark attack in North Carolina. You got a feel for two young kids, a boy and a girl. Listen, you're with your family, you're on vacation, you're waist high in the water, waist high, hanging out, loving it, and then you're attacked by a shark. And it may have been the same shark, they're not sure, still trying to sort all of that out. I think it is frightening stuff, though. How many of you, like me, spent a lot of time in the oceans? Like these kids, enjoying the summertime, enjoying getting out of school and putting your toes in that sand, watching the waves come in. Man, there's nothing like it. You gotta go in. You gotta go in and body surf and hang out. And we keep hearing, it's shark attacks. There's more of a chance a comet will hit you in the head or you'll be struck by lightning, which is a gazillion to one chances, right? But don't tell that to the people in North Carolina. Here's the details from one witness of what he saw with this shark attack. Listen.
It was like a scene all of a sudden out of Jaws, you know. People are yelling, come get out of the water, call 911, shark, shark, you know. And I saw somebody carrying this poor girl, and she was bleeding like profusely and had just shocking wounds to look at. Fortunately, there was a woman who I don't know, who obviously had a medical background, and she was giving orders to everybody, and they were making tourniquets and stuff. And the poor girl, her parents are obviously distraught, hovering, and the poor girl was lying on her stomach with her face to the left and had this terrible wound in her thigh. Now, I don't know. I'm not an expert. But obviously something's going on. Either there's one rogue shark out there or some other factor is causing him to start behaving differently.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because the good thing is at this North Carolina beach, you did have people who reacted, who were screaming, who were trying to help, of course, and trying to pull these kids in so that, you know, to try to save them from this attack. But I'll tell you, it is very frightening to see limbs, and that's what happened, and that's the part of it that is so crazy. Right in front of their face, you know, these kids, like he's saying, it's like a scene out of Jaws, and that's what it was, and they're there watching. They're there watching all of that unfold. And in North Carolina, it seems as though Florida, North Carolina, these are the big spots for the attacks. You know, that whenever we hear of these attacks, it's either Cocoa Beach, which we just had that a couple of weeks ago, and now this time North Carolina. And I think it's the path of the shark. Somebody said to me today, you know, the thing that will be interesting to see will be if as these sharks are being tagged, the fact that we'll be able to track them more and maybe there's more of a warning for people. But, you know, I don't know if you're going to get more of a warning because how are you clearing the water out saying that, you know, we've got all these, what we think is all the sharks tagged in these waters. So, yeah, you know, a shark is coming your way. I mean, kind of ridiculous to think of it that way. Sure, if it's a great white, but I don't think that's what we're talking about. So you had these beachgoers who say it was two shark attacks, and you had kids that lost arms in the attacks. That's pretty much what happened. So the reaction, there is a place that where they track the statistics of shark attacks, and again, what will happen is you'll hear that there's a better chance of a million other things happening to you besides that. But on Monday, people were describing what happened on Sunday in North Carolina. And the shark came out of the water. I mean, just came out of the water and went after these young kids, a 12-year-old girl from Asheboro, North Carolina, was the first victim, and that was at Oak Island, if you know where that is, kind of near the fishing pier. She lost part of her left arm and was in danger of losing her left leg in the attack. It happened about shortly before 5 o'clock, and then an hour later, they responded to a second attack 2 miles away. A 16-year-old boy visiting from Colorado Springs, Colorado, lost his left arm, both in fair condition. I checked it in a Wilmington hospital, and you know, so they survived it, but boy, how awful. And the same with a 16-year-old boy. They say the shark came out of the water and bit his whole arm off. They were in waist-deep water, both of them, 20 yards from shore when they were attacked. The town of Oak Island, where the girl came from, you know, really, this is, again, they've had problems before. So the beaches were open on Monday, but they were telling people to stay in shallow water, and you had boats and helicopters patrolling the waters, and they're trying to figure out, they say they don't know what species the shark or sharks were. They're still trying to figure all of that out. They did spot one. They said it was 7 feet long. And they think, you know, who knows. But they're just speculating. That's why I said the thing about, well, what if they were all tagged? Somebody said that to me. But, yeah, good luck trying to tag every shark in the ocean and figure out when they're coming close to shore. And you notice the time. I think, really, a lot of times when you're talking about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, boy, it seems like most of the attacks, although certainly not all of them, but it seems like most of the attacks happen later in the evening toward dusk, but that still would be a little bit of time before, you know, the sun went down. But boy, telling people to stay in shallow water, and I wonder how many beachgoers really went out there. And I wonder if it's, you know, what do you do when you're a city where, you know, you've got people vacationing, you don't want to set off panic, but you don't want to have another problem either. How do you make that decision as to whether or not you open the beaches? You know, how do you decide, hey, I guess it's okay, you know, we took care of the situation, we're patrolling, it's gonna be okay. Yeah. I'm gonna say, if I have to make that call, I'm a little leery of opening the beaches too soon. But I would do what they did. I would do what the mayor did, put the boats in the water, patrol it, do everything you can. I don't know if it was smart to open them, maybe keep them closed for an extra day or two. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff, huh? Coming up on the flip side, too much time on a plane. What happens when your plane's diverted to nowhere, Canada? Yikes. It happened to a bunch of people on a United flight. Me oh my oh. And Jeb Bush in the race. It's official. What do you say? 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lung generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Crazy stuff with the sharks, and Jeb Bush decides he's going to swim with the sharks of a different sort, declaring he is officially in the race for president. Woohoo! No surprise. Yeah, that's the bottom line. No surprise. Just had to do it, pick the right time, did it in Miami. His mother was with him, introduced his mother, and that's the deal. So now he's in the race, and we've got, you know, 12 candidates and counting. All together, because really there's more. I think Trump may be the next one in, but how crazy is that? So I wasn't really expecting Trump to do it. Maybe he will just tease people and ultimately not really jump into this thing. But Bush is in. Guns blazing. A raucous rally in front of thousands of supporters on Monday afternoon. So how about that? Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kate. How about you?
I'm good. Hey, I wasn't in the water like those kids. Boy, that's terrible.
Well, down there, the Texas coastline, you can see, but, you know, Mississippi coastline, you've been Mississippi.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Pearl and the Rigolets, they pour off into it, the river water, so you can't see anything, and I grew up down there, and believe me, I did some wade fishing. But speaking of growing up down there, you may recall in Biloxi, but when Jaws premiered, we all got in the station wagon and drove down to the Biloxi Beach Theater, which is right across from the beach itself. and we watched a movie. But when we came out of the movie, if you recall, Katrina got rid of it, and it was noted by several stations. There was where you could go in and buy seashells and, you know, trinkets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Shark Heads, and it was about a 50-foot open-mouth shark head.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So as soon as you stepped out of the theater, you had a, you know, after watching Jaws, you were seeing a big shark.
Oh, man. Oh, that's crazy. I love it.
Now, if Jeb would change that icon to web, I wonder what kind of web he would weave.
Oh, you know what? So many people do like him but don't want him to be in, but he's in.
It's a dynasty, but I don't see, you know, I really don't see that going. And I kind of see, you know, now, have they caught the Clintons yet and put them in prison up there?
No. No, the Clintons are still alive and well and on the campaign trail. In fact, Hillary Clinton is talking about how, you know, it's about the bad guys. The bad guys are the billionaires, even though she's getting all her money from the billionaires, and she's on the billionaire speaker circuit. So that doesn't make any sense.
I was talking about the two Clinton prisoners now.
Oh,
the Clintons.
That's there. You go. You were talking about the two escapees. You know what? They still haven't caught them. Is that the craziest thing?
Well, it's just as crazy what's going on there in Dallas with you. You know, and them hunting down cops like they are.
Oh, it's so sad. Oh, they just reopened the police. I mean, the police department was open, but for more people to walk in. I mean, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. Cops in general, just the fact that they have targets on their back is so creepy to me. You know, there's
one his family.
Yes, there's so many. Yeah, there's so many good cops, and it's too bad because it's awful what's happened. It really is. You know, and then when
They don't get paid
enough for that. Yeah.
No. They get what starting out in most places $16,000-$18,000 a year.
Yeah.
For what they do.
Yep.
That ain't nothing.
I mean, isn't.
That's just barely. Well, sure as the heck ain't above the $15 minimum wage now out in California.
Yeah, think about that. So what they're getting in California equal to a starting cop? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Don't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make sense. And I think it's frightening. I mean, it is. It's frightening some of the things that are happening, you know, at the speed of lightning. And you mentioned a couple of them. Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. And the propaganda of getting reelected that don't really mean too much because it's the same old, same old.
Yeah.
That's all we're hearing, you know. Spell out your plan. Tell me exactly what you're going to do. Don't tell me, you know, just a one-liner.
You know what? I agree with you. Instead of a sexy one-liner that sounds good, how about, you know, here are your four takeaways. This is what I intend to do. I want Congress to work with me now. Hey, I can't make them vote this way, but here's my three-point plan. Here's how I plan to implement it. Boom, boom, boom.
They don't want to go deep on that.
They don't want to go deep on that because then you have to hold their feet to the fire, and that's the whole idea. It's all about spin.
Get me in, and then we'll read it.
Yep. Get me in, and then let's see what happens. Yeah, no, it's not my fault.
Let's pass the bill, then we'll read it afterwards. Same thing, you know.
Yeah, let's affect everybody's health care, but then we can confess that we didn't read the bill and we didn't realize that that's what was happening. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Or
there should
the
be.
Trade.
Yeah, same thing with the trade. I agree.
I mean, If it was a mistake the first time, don't do it again.
Right.
You know, I mean, oh, man.
I know. It's crazy. The whole, let's fast track this thing on the Pacific Rim Trade Pact and, you know, come on, give me a break. Ugh. And you know what's interesting? It's Hillary Clinton, through her support to the Democrats who are revolting against the president's message from last week. So she's saying, so there she is. You know, so that is kind of like an escapee. She's escaping from the bonds of the former president. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? She criticized him on the, she criticized the program on the presidential trail. So the whole idea of reviving the Trans-Pacific Partnership in Congress, she just tried to put a fork in it too, which is so crazy.
That Teflon's getting scratched it's getting down to the cast iron. It's eventually going to crack.
It is. I agree with you. It is. It's the no wool pad is going to get the, it's going to be able to scrape that off. Absolutely. Hey, Grim, thanks for the call, as always. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I mentioned this. How would you like to be on a plane and there you are in Chicago and you're just trying to get from A to B and suddenly, oh, there's problems with the plane. So I'm all for the pilot who's good getting you out of the trouble. But listen to what happened to the people. Here's kind of a MOS, if you will. Several comments about what it was like to be dumped in Canada with not much going on. Check it out.
Happy Valley Goose Bay, Newfoundland. Actually, the pilot did apparently a very good job landing us in not good circumstances with the plane, but once we landed, there was nobody at all from United Airlines to be seen anywhere. And the entire time, all, whatever, 180 of us or something like that were there, no United representative ever reached out to anybody. No phone calls, no human beings, nothing. There was one bus to transport us all back and forth and get us around, and they dropped us off in various different barracks at this kind of deserted military
Air Force Base.
An Air Force Base. And they fed us. The people there, the people at the base that worked at the base were really nice, really as helpful as they could be, but they didn't have much information, and we didn't know what was going on for at least 24 hours.
My wife and I went into the barracks, and we walked into our room, and there was a single bed, one towel, and sheets and a blanket laying on the bed. We had to make the bed. But since it was a single bed, it was just the two of us in the single bed. We froze through the night because there wasn't any heat. There's a heater there, but it wasn't on. The boiler wasn't running. And like I said, we had a shared bathroom. In the middle of the night, I got up to go to the bathroom. I opened the door, and the door to the other room was open, and there's a lady sleeping in her bed. She goes, "What are you doing?" She didn't realize we had a shared bathroom. So I guess she wasn't informed.
Goose Bay was pretty bad. They didn't communicate with the passengers at all during the day. And they had four delays throughout the day of when the plane was going to arrive. That was really bad. And it was handled quite badly when you get to Newark and how we transferred from the same plane back onto the same plane. I don't know why they just didn't fly here from Goose Bay and rather going back to Newark. So
usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Was the other day, right, out of those nooks and crannies across America, and I was talking about this, the civil rights activist in Washington State, and of course, we're on in Spokane, Washington. She's come under massive fire, obviously, for her disputed, rightfully so, racial identity. Crazy stuff. She stepped down as president of the NAACP Spokane's chapter. Wow, we've got in our virtual green room Lisa Durden. She is awesome, man. I have seen her on the tube with my buddy Ernie Ernesto and a few other people too when I'm back in New York City.
Oh,
so we
nice.
Are.
Okay, you said yes. I need to go back to the show again, but yes, that's correct. That's Lisa Durden. How are you, everybody?
Oh, we are awesome, and we are glad to have you on with us, Lisa. When you first heard the story, what is the deal? Was your mind just blown? What's up with that?
Well, we used to say this word back in the '80s. I was bugging. That means tripping. Okay, these are all slang terms, but I'm sure you guys can figure that out. I mean, I say, you know, this kind of thing made my eyeballs fall out of my face. I couldn't believe that somebody white wanted to be black. Are we serious? I mean, what's going on? And, you know, people are saying that she's saying, you know, as of today and recently, you know, oh, there's more to the story. You know, I watch a lot of television. And I got to tell you, I want to say to Rachel what Frasier says on the show. Frasier, Rachel, I'm listening.
Yeah, because we don't get it.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I saw her mother. You know, she was interviewed. Mother and father were interviewed, and they said that they hadn't spoken with her and all this stuff, and that she had a perfect, you know, her childhood was fine, and all these things. And, you know, so it's like, what are they? Could you imagine what they're thinking, really, when they're not on camera and they can really let loose? I got to think that they just couldn't believe it when, first of all, when all this was going on, because she was getting a lot of ink, a lot of attention.
Yeah. You know, what I mean, no one really knows. We're still kind of unfolding this as it unfolds.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I'm going to throw it out there, since I'm a political commentator, I'm just going to have to go there. Rachel's resignation couldn't have come at a sooner time. It was absolutely the right thing to do, because this woman is pathological. She's a narcissist. She, you know, leaders, in my view, are supposed to be selfless, not selfish. Nobody wants a leader who they can't trust. We want people who are transparent to lead us. Sorry, we don't really know this woman. So all of the debate around, well, who cares and what's the difference? She did great work. Yeah, I got that. But this is a debacle. You just don't put yourself in a leadership position when we don't have transparency. And furthermore, I cannot ride with a person who doesn't like themselves. How the hell can you tell me anything about anything if you don't like who you are, if you are not even Rachel? Rachel, who are you? Can the real Rachel please stand up?
I agree, and I don't get it. I saying that she had passion for trying to explain this way. Oh, she had passion for black issues, really? I mean, when she was five and she decided that she was going to make up a background and rise to president of the NAACP's Spokane chapters, I said before, Lisa, I mean, that is pure insanity, sister.
I mean, let me just say, I have all these crazy phrases, but I want to say this. Rachel, if you're listening, you need to lay on several couches, not just one. Because, listen, this is the textbook version of white privilege. You know, she has the privilege to be white today and be black tomorrow and wake up black today and go to sleep white tomorrow, do what she wants, when she wants, how she wants, without any repercussions. And really, I'm going to go here. When I see a black woman, a white woman in blackface, she might as well be in a minstrel show. That's what it really boils down to. She was in a minstrel show like she was in blackface. You know, with your box braids and your turban on your head and your fake dreads. Are you serious? Really, it's an insult to black people to me, especially a black woman. I do have locks, and they're mine. How dare you do everything she did was really just, you know, the stereotype of black. You're not black homegirl. You're not black sister girl. We're not in the same club. Just be white and do you. Stay in your lane. I don't get why she wanted to mold over to my lane, but you know what it is? It's white privilege. You wanted to be me because you didn't really have to be me. If you ever saw that movie 1,000 years ago, I might have been five, called Watermelon Man. It's an old movie. Look it up.
Yes.
You know
yes.
Where the character was a white man, had a white family in a white neighborhood. He woke up a Negro.
Right.
And when he woke up a Negro, he found out all the stuff we went through that he never even thought about, white privilege. And he got so mad, he started bathing in milk. That's going to be Rachel if she one day wakes up black. She don't want to be black. It's just a notion. You know, Rachel is a narcissist. She's some kind of sick individual. Why would you want to... If somebody woke up and said, Lisa, I'll give you $1,000,000 to wake up tomorrow and be white. Now, think about that.
Yeah.
For me to say yes to that, what does that mean? I have to get rid of Lisa Dirty.
Yes.
My past, my present, and my future. I have no family. I have no culture. I have no one. I mean, not no one. It's not like I am legend and nobody's around. But the essence of me, my lineage, who in the hell wants to get rid of all of that because they want to be the black power white girl? You can still be the black power white girl and be white and be with your mama and your little brother, who's not really your son. What is her problem? I'm waiting, Rachel. Ding, ding, ding. 500 for Rachel, please. I don't know what that is.
And she could be listening. She could be listening because we're on in Spokane, so I'm throwing out the number, 855-266-5283. Call us. Rachel, tell us what's up with that.
Rachel, and what, Rachel's putting me on prescription drugs. I don't know what's going on.
And what, and Lisa, what does that do to the NAACP's, you know, Spokane chapter? They got to feel brutal. They got to feel like they were hoodwinked or tricked or I don't know what.
No. Can you say that again, please? Because I got, say that one more time so people can know where I'm going right after this question. One more time.
Hoodwinked or tricked or what? What's up with that? How can they not know?
I've been hoodwinked. First of all, number one, the NAACP. Let's remember what it means. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, when we used to be called colored people, is full of fake because they knew exactly who she was. First of all, you don't become the CEO of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People's chapter there in Spokane without being vetted. You, background checks are done. Let me just talk about vetting. They're vetting someone. It's not simple as we're being vetted with our resume and background checks and, you know, referrals in a regular middle management job. Vetting in the world of politics is long-term relationships.
Yeah.
And you're buying $1,000 dinners and you're putting money into folks' campaigns and you're kissing the ring. You know what I'm saying? So she did this for years and she pumped her fist and she walked on the line and she held up signs and she wore her turbans and snapped her fingers 3 or 4 times. How you doing, girl? She played that black girl role. And by the time she got the official vetting, she had invested and was vested. And by the time they officially vetted her and gave her the job, they all knew about her. So I'm going to say this first. You heard it first. I'm calling for an investigation of the NAACP in that chapter to find out what the hell's going on. And not an investigation because she's white, because at this point, I don't give a damn. An investigation for what the hell's going on inside there, where you are there to lead us and we have no idea what's going on. This thing has me wondering, what else are you lying about?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, come on. And we said this, bamboozled, hoodwinked, whatever. How do you get to that point in politics? How do you get to that point in politics? As we know, it's not that easy. Not that easy to do that.
It ain't that easy breezy. And let me tell you something. I have been vetted for jobs, and the vetting process took a week, you know, in my world. That doesn't happen in the world of politics and jobs that big. It takes years. And that's any job in politics. By the time you become the president of the United States, they knew it 20 years ago. You were vetted for years.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's not a week. And it's not a month. It's not 2 marches and you're screaming kumbaya and Black Lives Matter. No, honey child. It's not about that. It's about years of investing and vested. So you're going to tell me the NAACP, we didn't know, I don't think so. They're liars, too. Now, let's be frank. Another thing, the reason why I know they're liars, first of all, we have not been black for years. The NAACP has not been black for many years. So this white chick could have still done the same thing as a white chick and gotten into the same position at the NAACP as a white chick and maybe have done more as a white chick.
Right.
Because you can infiltrate your people to help my people.
Sure, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Because we've seen it. We did it during slavery. Let's be honest. Black people don't have a problem with you people overlapping with us because we need each other. Listen, if it weren't for good white folk in slavery hiding us in the Underground Railroad, giving us food, and helping us see to the north, I would not be on the phone with you right now.
I agree. Yeah, you're right.
It's all good. It's fine.
So she could have just done it the right way.
Well, first of all, you could have done it the sane way.
Yeah.
Because what kind of person, and you have to really give up your life because you can't, like, have the same friends because they're going to put you on blast. You can't bring your family around because they're going to put you on blast. Your world is going to be turned upside down if you actually merge them. So you literally had to just be no one.
Yeah. Reinvent yourself.
She's really sick.
Yeah. I agree with you. Lisa Dern, we're out of time. Hey, if somebody wants to tweet you, do you have a Twitter handle?
I do. Twitter handle at Lisa, the letter R, Durden. That's D as in David, U as in Uncle, R as in Robert, D as in David, E as in Ellen, N as in Nancy, Lisa R. Durden. And my website is LisaDurden.com.
Woof, so easy. I love it, Lisa. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bring me back anytime. I enjoyed myself.
All right, it was fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. All right, here we are, going down the final stretch for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget, you can tweet us, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter handle, Real Radio Talk, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. You can connect with us on Facebook by going to AmericaTonight.net. Send us your thoughts anytime, day or night. Time for a little true or false. Here's where we invite Patrick E. into the lion's den. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Hello, hello. I am doing great tonight, Kate.
I'll tell you what. How would you feel if you had to cross a bridge in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, and it was closed for yet a second straight night because there were swarms of mayflies? They were so thick they caused accidents. This was over the Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania. True or false?
I'm going to stay true for that one, and if it is true, I feel really bad for the people who had to deal with that.
Yes, it is true, and the pictures are so frightening. The bugs were so thick, it did cause accidents, because people would slow down, it would lead to a crash. Then the bridge was shut down Saturday because three motorcycle crashes happened, and they say that, all the victims were treated at the scene, but it was just crazy. 2 inches of mayflies on the road. 2 inches. It looked like snow. I guess they're attracted by light. They congregate on roads, bridges, and all that kind of stuff. When cars hit them, the female eggs release liquid that makes the roads slick. Oh, my gosh. That's awful. So when you drive through, you're not only being swarmed by these crazy bugs where it looks like a blizzard and you have zero visibility, but then there's a slick coating on the ground. Oh, that's awful. So, okay, ding, 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 you got one right. All right, how about this? True or false? A woman was sentenced to 23 years in prison for slow cooking a friend that she killed.
Ooh, I hope that's not true. I'm going to say false.
I'm sorry, but that is true. Yes, be careful who your friends are, Patrick, because you never know. Here's what happened. This woman said she was drunk when she killed her friend, and they got into an argument over presidential politics. See, politics and religion. Isn't that what they say? You're never supposed to talk about them at the dinner table. So they sentenced her to 23 years in prison. They were trying to do this plea deal thing, but it didn't happen. The woman is Tawana Sullivan, and she was just hysterical sobbing at her preliminary hearing. She has a history of bipolar disorder, but was declared competent to stand trial. She's 51 years old. She beat her friend, Cheryl Levy, 66 years old, with a slow cooker at her apartment. Her blood alcohol was through the roof, 5 times the level for drunk driving in Michigan. And she, I guess, takes medication. She didn't take her medication. They were arguing about the 2016. It's not funny, but they were arguing about the 2016 race for president. One was from one party, one was from the other. And so the next thing you know, that was it. Boom. I mean, boom. You know, it was over. Over within seconds. How about this? The manhunt continues for two prisoners who escaped from the New York Clinton Correctional Facility. And the prison worker who allegedly helped plot the inmates' escape did it. Why would she do it? She plotted the escape because she wanted the inmates to kill her husband. True or false?
I thought the prison that they escaped from was with a different name, but I'm going to say true for that one.
True. Very good. Yes, indeed. And the interesting part about this is we didn't know, I mean, why did she do it? You know, the thought was, oh, she got hooked up romantically with one of them. That's what it must be. But apparently this Joyce Mitchell, now what they're saying is this new information, she was helping the two inmates escape because she had planned to drive the killers away from the prison into her house where they would then kill her husband. Wow. Also an employee at the prison. She worked in the prison tailor shop. That's how she got connected to Richard Matt and David Sweat. And she supplied the tools for their escape, meaning the hacksaw blades, the drill bits, the chisels, the whole thing. So the 51-year-old was planning the getaway. She was going to be the getaway driver, but backed out at the last minute and checked into a hospital instead, then confessed her involvement in the prison break. So when it was go time, she got cold feet and realized, what is she doing? And she couldn't do it. But now she's arrested because she helped them, and they're still missing. Still missing. June 6th was when they broke out of prison. No evidence that they had a backup plan. This is the second week that we're looking for these guys. But Mitchell was arrested on Friday. Felony charge of promoting prison contraband as well as criminal facilitation, a misdemeanor. Wow. Yeah, that wasn't worth it, huh? And then, so she didn't follow through all the way, and that wasn't going to work out anyway. So these convicted killers were going to go kill her husband. Oh, please. What was she thinking? She wasn't thinking. Too late now, though. How about this one, as we continue down the path of true or false, the Shell Arctic drilling rig is that's searching for oil in the Arctic has left its temporary base in Seattle, but it was kind of tough to leave it because it was surrounded by protesters. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one. That sounds believable.
You are right. You're in a roll. Yes, it is true. It does sound believable. A Royal Dutch Shell PLC drilling rig searching for oil in the Arctic left the temporary base, which was in Seattle, on Monday for the trip to Alaska. There were dozens of activists trying to stop it in kayaks. Live TV showed the rig being towed out to its terminal at the port of Seattle with kayakers fanning out in an arc as they moved through the Puget Sound. 25 people were detained by the Coast Guard for violating a safety zone around the vessel and were fined $500 each. The rig paused at Bainbridge Island for a moment or two west of Seattle, and several tweets said it had beached. And the reports were incorrect because the rig was just changing its towing configuration. It's interesting is Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien was among the activists who was paddling in the kayak to oppose Shell's plans to resume drilling for fossil fuels in the Arctic. Environmental groups say looking for oil in the remote Arctic could lead to a disaster in an area that helps regulate the global climate because of its layers of sea ice. They also say an oil spill would be nearly impossible to handle in the Arctic conditions. And Shell, of course, has told the feds that they would be able to remove 90 to 95% of any oil spill. It doesn't matter. They're on their way. Kayakers made their protests, got a little ink for it, got a little tube time, but they're out of there. So they made it, they're making it out to Alaska to do what they do. And that is drill for oil. Drill for oil. All right, and finally, how about this one? Speaking of Alaska, Alaska wildfires, Patrick, have destroyed dozens of homes. And also, it is absolutely threatening a highway. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True. Yep. Two fast-spreading wildfires have forced a series of people to evacuate their homes, a bunch of subdivisions. And there is a major traffic on a major highway connecting two of the largest cities. They got 200 firefighters that are battling this awful fire. 6,500 acres, about 40 miles north of Anchorage. They've been at it since Sunday afternoon. Other firefighting teams are coming in from other parts of the United States. That's how bad it is. And they're hoping that they can douse this thing as quickly as possible. But wind is hampering them. It's tough. So they've had to evacuate several towns and boroughs. And, of course, tourists and residents, boom, you're out. You know, you got to get out of there when the fire is jumping from place to place. Hey, thanks for listening. Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for listening to this edition of America Tonight.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with extension.